guitar in a band, a soul band, in a show that was produced in Nashville, Tennessee. It was called Night Train to Nashville, or just Night Train or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was soul music that was played in Nashville. I mean, there were a lot of soul artists in Nashville. You don't hear much about them, but they were there. And
Stax Records from that? Yeah, Stax, yeah.
No, Stax was in Memphis.
Memphis, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, but anyway, there was soul music in Nashville, and some of the great radio programs that played soul music in those days in the late 60s were originated in Nashville from WLAC, which was a Clear Channel station at the time. But anyway, Hendrix, you can see Hendrix playing with the band with his left-handed guitar, and he's got his hair processed up, and he's wearing one of those brocade dinner jackets, you know, with hat and lapels.
Yeah, and he played with Little Richard, I know. Didn't he also have a stint in the Isley Brothers?
I thought he did, yeah.
Yes, I think he did, and he may have played some with Wilson Pickett. I'd have to go back and sort all that out. But he was around for years before he became the Jimi Hendrix that people know about, you know, with the records and the...
That's always the story with the greats. It really is. Like, the Beatles have that story.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm going through it, you know, with this Prince reissue. Everybody has their origin story where they were just a normal person.
Yeah.
And then through hard work and a little bit of luck, they end up being these incredible icons.
Right. And then the people that think they know everything can say, well, I knew them when.
Right.
I don't claim that. I just claim to know about him when.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, I got to run. Anyway. I appreciate the call. I love this call.
Okay. All right, sir. Good night.
Good night. We're going to bed early, I suppose.
Right.
I wonder if he's just getting off work, actually. Yeah, I used to work the graveyard shift, making all
Me
the
too.
Donuts.
Me too.
Somebody's got to make the donuts.
Somebody's got to make the donut.
More News and Views, second hour of News and Views when we come back. Thank you again to Dan Black Studios for sponsoring this hour of News and Views. 279-6036. Take advantage of 50% off all video transfers to digital format, folks. More News and Views after this.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Lillian Wu. A House panel makes history in the impeachment fight.
It's the third time in history the House Judiciary Committee has adopted articles of impeachment against the President of the United States. Two 23-17 party line votes adopted articles of impeachment, charging President Trump with abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, both tied to a scheme putting Ukrainian military aid on hold, Democrats say, to put pressure on that country to open partisan investigations of former Vice President Joe Biden.
Fox's Jared Halpern. After the vote, Texas Republican Louie Gohmert.
The country needs to hear what a farce this was.
Up next, a full vote in the House expected by the middle of next week. If approved, the Senate would then start a trial to consider removing President Trump from office. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Not a very bright Friday forecast with the threat of showers continuing from time to time today, maybe even a thunderstorm thrown in. High temperature in the upper 50s today. The risk of showers continues tonight before ending in the overnight hours. Low temperature 48. Tomorrow and Sunday, we get a break between storm systems, so it's actually a dry weekend forecast. Temperatures will be in the 60s both days. I think the better of the 2 days will be Sunday because of more sunshine. And then a possible severe weather threat as we begin the new week. Yeah, Monday afternoon, Monday evening, we're watching that storm system carefully. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASC Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
If you want a smarter home for the holidays, the Home Depot and Google Nest can help. Right now, save $100 on the Google Nest Learning Thermostat and Google Nest Hub when you buy them together. Adjust the thermostat from across the room at a holiday party. Get recipes from Google Hub. And right now, do it for less. Get holiday savings now on Google Nest, exclusively at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only, limit 2 per customer, valid through December 15th.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15 or 20% off. Save on family sleepwear. Pendant necklaces, just $59.49. And Cuddle Duds fleece sheets start at $21.24. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Plus, snap a free picture with Santa at Kohl's this Sunday from 1 to 3 and get a free gift. You'll find new gifts at every turn this holiday at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 10th through 24th with promo code Big Savings. Some exclusions apply. One gift per child while supplies last. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Hi, it's Tiffany Coleman again. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for Congress. He's a big-time business guy now with 2,500 employees, Coleman Worldwide. But it sure wasn't worldwide when Jeff started. One of his proudest moments was when he took our three girls and me to see where he grew up, showed us his church, and where he became an Eagle Scout. The mobile home park is still there he managed when he was 12. He'd pick weeds in the sidewalk so perfectly that by the time he'd finished all the sidewalks, it was time to start over again on the first one. That's just Jeff. I'll tell you more about him soon.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, and on the web at alahomemortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. Alongside me this morning, Eddie Bader.
Good to be here, Joey.
Now, Eddie, there's a lot the media made out of the victory for, I think, Beshear in Kentucky. You know, yes. Trump went and stumped there a good bit. It turned out Matt Bevin lost. Came out, missed it by that much. And
almost had it.
Yeah. Shout out to the Get Smart fans. Missed it by that much. But Beshear ends up winning this thing. And he ran as a moderate Democrat, which right. is interesting. That it only seems like you can be a moderate Democrat to win in any sort of southern state. Yeah. But 75 counties in Kentucky decided to preemptively, before all these Democrats who are coming in, actually get power, they preemptively declared themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, excuse me. I got this completely wrong.
You got it backwards, don't you?
No, I got the state wrong.
Oh.
This is what I get for going too fast, folks. Virginia. Virginia is the place where the Democrats took over a lot of the legislature.
A sheriff, I remember, he said he's going to deputize every citizen he can.
Okay. Yeah, no, I apologize. I really do. I was looking at Ralph Northam. I thought of Bashir. Ralph Northam's the guy who did the blackface in the Michael Jackson contest. Yep. And he won because he could do the moonwalk.
Yep.
But no, 75 counties in the state of Virginia, excuse me, pardon me, they preemptively declared themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries in anticipation of future gun control efforts by Virginia Democrats. But in response, revealing their true colors. And this is the thing about gun control. You know me, Eddie. I'm not like a big gun enthusiast. Like, right. I'm out there shooting every other day, every weekend. I enjoyed it. I really do enjoy it. Like, a bachelor party I went to not too long ago. Like, one of the events we did, one of the activities we did was we went to a sporting place.
Heck yeah, man. That's a lot of fun.
It's so much fun. And, of course, everybody's looking at my, like, man-bunned head going, what is this diva going to do? And I was pretty damn good. I was taught as a kid, and I remember what I was taught. And, you know, I'm not the best. I'm not going to be winning any awards or any contests or whatever, competitions. Well,
you did us proud, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I did pretty darn well with it. It's so much fun. But even though I'm not, like, a huge enthusiast, I'm a big defender of the Second Amendment for all sorts of reasons we could go into. But the big problem, and this is just the irony of government, is when folks say, maybe like Mike Bloomberg, who's jumped into the presidential race.
Yeah, what a joke.
Well, he just apologized for stop and frisk.
Right.
But he also still wants to take away guns. How exactly are you going to take away the guns? Oh, with guns. So you're not against guns per se, you're against private ownership of weapons.
And it's always funny with me when the people that talk about taking away our guns, they're not the ones that are going to come do it. They're going to send someone else. So if you want my gun and you say that Eddie doesn't need to have a gun anymore, then I would like for you to come take it away from me.
Exactly. And they do this with all sorts of laws.
Right. Yeah.
They forget that what law means, laws are always backed up by the force. Threat of force, at least. But force at the end of the day. Well, it's just a fine. What if you don't pay the fine? Well, it'll be an even bigger fine. Well, what if you don't pay that even bigger fine?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then we'll arrest you. What if you resist arrest? I mean, you go down the line, this is what law is. And there's a place for that.
Yep.
There's a place for that threat of force in society, certainly so. Like, for instance, they just put in jail for a long time this guy who... I think the charge was sexual torture. It was here in Montgomery.
Yep.
I'll pull up the story from Montgomery Advertiser, but, I mean, he was known to deal crack, cocaine, that crazy, wacky-backy marijuana. Mm-hmm. But it was more what got him locked up in federal prison was these violent crimes and weapons possessions. And, again, I'm not going to go into the details right now or in the morning, but what he did to one woman in her driveway.
It's ridiculous.
So we need laws, obviously, to deal with criminals and people like that. But when it comes to the Second Amendment, it's just like the left to say what they're against is not guns, folks. What they're against is the private ownership of guns. Just like they're against maybe the private ownership of, say, anything in a free market.
Right.
It's where they're going with this. Oh, we got to have the government take over health care. Well, really, Maxine Waters, who was standing behind that Advent candle, Nancy Pelosi, the other day, she was smiling about impeachment and all this stuff when they're trying to be solemn.
They're doing it with love.
And Maxine, do you remember, said, and I'm in the mood to nationalize these oil companies. She said that years ago. So when it comes to the Democrats, well, we're progressives. We're democratic socialists. But they are pretty much against the private ownership of a lot of things, including weapons. But this is why I love, it's a principle. We learned it at Catholic school. Subsidiarity. It's a fancy word.
Yes.
It's federalism. You know, the federal government has certain powers and only those powers. The states have their powers.
Yep.
But then also the counties have power.
That's right.
That the more local.
Your HOAs have power.
Yeah, well, yeah. Don't get me started on them. But ideally, in my ideal world, most of the action, like welfare and taking care of other people, these sorts of things, happens at the most local level possible.
Yes.
As opposed to, we've lost that. We now have the federal government doing almost everything
right.
and infringing on what the state should be doing and what counties and what private individuals and organizations should be doing. So I love it when I see the true, I think, spirit of America rise up. Okay, Democrats take over the state of Virginia. And so 75 counties say, nope, we're Second Amendment sanctuaries, and the Democrats respond just like they will if you resist in other ways. And, well, it's just government officials, really.
Yeah.
They've threatened law enforcement officials in those counties with potential prosecution.
Yep.
In Second Amendment sanctuary counties, similar to liberal illegal immigrant sanctuary cities, law enforcement officials would avoid prosecuting people for violations of laws they don't agree with. Virginia Democratic U.S. Representative Jerry Connolly told the Washington Examiner that such a decision may carry serious consequences. Quote, I would hope they either resign in good conscience because they cannot uphold the law which they are sworn to uphold, or they're prosecuted for failure to fulfill their oath. The law is the law. If that becomes the law, you don't have a choice. Not if you're a sworn officer of the law. One lawmaker said the governor should consider deploying the National Guard to enforce gun laws in sanctuary counties. Good Lord.
It's ludicrous.
Good Lord, that is ludicrous.
And it kind of goes back to me, it reminds me of things like Prohibition, Joey, where the more you want to outlaw it, the more that people like myself and yourself are going to ignore that law, and which eventually leads to anarchy.
Yeah.
And well, a black market of
all sorts of things.
Think how a gun right now in Virginia, let's just say an average pistol is $350.
Right.
Let's go with this bill here, and let's go 2 years later. That gun in Virginia is going to be worth a couple grand, and the demand for that gun will be 10 times higher because, hey, somebody told me I can't have it.
Right.
So I want it. That's human nature. Tell me something I can't have.
And it won't be given out to somebody by a licensed
exactly
dealer.
Exactly right.
Yeah, you won't actually be able to keep tabs on it to some degree.
Right.
Which, you know, makes sense, like permits, these sorts of things. You know, at the end of the day, I really don't see the issue if somebody's not causing problems if they don't have a permit. I think you have the inherent right to defend yourself, no matter a government permission slip or not.
And that's the issue I have. Plus, I see it as you're charging me for my rights. And
my basic right to defend myself.
I have a huge issue with that.
But it's just like the Democrats to say, well, we'll use the National Guard. We'll step in and really enforce these things. And, guys, it's not going to happen. Like, if you really actually, I usually find this talk of civil war over the top, but if you actually wanted to start a civil war in this country,
that's how you do it.
You go after people's guns, because people aren't going to comply.
No.
And the more you put this statement that the law is the law and you have to follow the law, yeah, a little bit, but the more laws we create, in my opinion, the more the rule of law is stretched
and the more that will be broken. And then eventually you have no respect for the law. No one will.
Right. And it will create such a bramble patch, a patchwork of laws that, and this does happen, the laws will be enforced selectively.
Exactly right.
Sometimes more heavy-handed.
We
sometimes
have that going
we'll
now.
Give people a pass. All sorts of things
That's
like
right.
that.
We have that now.
And it tears at the basic understanding of the rule of law is that the law is clear, it's understandable, it is based on sort of a tradition of give and take and the common standards of a society.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you start to top down with legislatures and say this is what the law is, the more you pull apart that tradition, in my opinion.
Sure, but it's the heavy hand of the law, man.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, to me, it goes back to these people, Democrats, Republicans, whoever's saying this, which mostly is Democrats, I want your guns. We'll get the National Guard in there. We'll do everything. I've not once heard them say, I'll come get your gun, because they know the ramifications of that would be someone like myself or another redneck idiot saying, hey, please, come get my gun. You try to come get my gun.
Right.
Don't put all these other people in front of you to face, you know, to do your dirty work. This is your idea. You come get it, and let's see how it works out for you.
That's actually a really good rule in general for any law, Eddie. This idea of, if you are going to pass the law, would you enforce it yourself?
You enforce it. That's right. I mean, we have to do that when, as parents, when we tell our children, hey, you can't do something, we have to enforce that.
Right.
You know? And and sometimes that's not, it's easier said than done sometimes.
Oh, yeah, it's very difficult. But,
right.
You know, when we talk about respect for law enforcement, you know, I heard the Attorney General talking about this, that in this recent interview he gave at NBC, that, you know, when I say that if we keep disrespecting law enforcement, there's not going to be any law enforcement
exactly
to protect
right.
the people. And what he means by that is not, oh, the law enforcement officers will just cross their arms and sit back if they see a crime going on. What he means is that in a full employment economy, it's very hard to attract people to these very difficult jobs.
Yep.
And I think if we're going to respect law enforcement, part of that respect, there's all sorts of different ways to show that respect, but part of it should be understanding that they're the ones, mostly at the end of the day, that have to enforce all these laws.
Yeah.
These people up there who wear suits and pantsuits, you know, sipping cocktails in the evening,
that's
actually
right.
are throwing out there.
And not pulling a night shift.
Right.
Not, you know, not
right.
at 2 in the morning sitting in the police car trying to, you know, pulling over a drunk driver or
right.
something like that. That's right. It's easy to look down on everyone and say, these are the laws I want everyone to follow, except for me.
Right. And it's the tyrant in you is the tyrant in me, folks.
Yep.
We're all prone to it. And liberty can win the day. And I have to say, I don't know if it was Trump's intention, but the way the president has acted, especially, I think it's because of his personality, really, at the end of the day, that it made all these administrative state, deep state, whatever you want to call them, globalist, whatever. I like to just call them statist. It made them freak out and reveal themselves for who they
definitely.
Actually are. And it might lead to an incredible libertarian outcome. We've been screaming about it for years. Let's get rid of the FISA court. It's a great victory.
Why do we have the FISA court when we show this kind of abuse can take place openly, pretty much openly? I mean, there's no repercussions. Joey, are you going to be able to call one of those judges up and say, hey, man, you really screwed up here. I'm not going to vote for you next time. Or
right.
I'm going to hold you accountable for this. No, we don't even know who those judges are.
Right. Yeah, we don't.
When it goes to secret court, I honestly go to, it's the Nazi and, you know.
Right, right.
No, we are a society where everything is out in the open.
It should
That's
be
how
transparent.
It should be that way. That's right.
Right. And I just find it silly. The folks are like, I never thought a secret court with no accountability to the public would do things that were corrupt.
Grand jury.
That's amazing. 272. I heard what you said there. That's why I'm laughing. 272-9228. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, morning, Joey. This is Kim.
Hey, Kim. How are you?
I'm good. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you, sir.
I noticed the last couple of days you've been expressing your affection for Jim Comey.
I call all the people I love Kim lying bastards.
Yeah, I thought I'd help you out when I come up with a nickname for him for you to use if you want to. You're too young to know about Jimmy Reed, I'm sure.
I believe so.
He was an old R&B black guy that had a few hits back in the early 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was Big Boss Man. And the line in the song made me think about Comey. Well, you ain't so big. You just tall, that's all.
I got to find that Big Boss Man you said, Jimmy Reeves?
Yeah, it's great, man. You love it. It's okay. It's so cool, R&B song.
I got to find that. I'll try to find it here quickly. I appreciate the call, Kim.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. 272-9228. Let's go back to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Nobody.
You got to be patient, folks. 272-9228. Who's this?
It's Rick, Joey.
Hey, Rick, how are you?
I'm fine. You were talking about, the deep state going crazy over Trump, thinking it was his personality. I think it's actually three things.
Okay.
The first thing is that his two Supreme Court nominees plus the over 180 federal judges that he has appointed will have a 30, 40-year lasting impact on conservatism. And it's driving them crazy.
Absolutely true. Thing. Absolutely.
Second thing is that he has, his administration has eliminated probably over 800 restrictive regulations to the economy, manufacturing, environmental, things like that. So he's basically been dismantling what Obama did with the administration state. And then the third thing I think that's driving him crazy is that he's not getting into any more wars. And I think that, you know, the thing is that there's a thing called, I think it was coined back in 1917. I wish I could remember the general that coined the term, the military-industrial complex.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of these people aren't making money if they're not bombing people.
That's exactly right.
And,
well said.
And Trump has resisted, even though he's been tried to be pushed into it. And I think that's some of the things with that went on with Bolton.
Mm-hmm.
Was that he was such a hawk trying to push Trump into taking action, particularly in Syria.
And Venezuela.
And Venezuela. And then we find out that the intelligence was wrong on Syria, where they were talking about the chemical weapons.
Right.
So Trump is following his instinct that, you know, the intel community may not be giving him the best intelligence out there. They may be doing their best job. But, you know, if their job isn't, you know, say 90% correct, he's working off of 60% data, why get us into another war? And I think that's something that has him upset, too. I'm sure Hillary Clinton, had she been elected, we would probably be in two or three more conflicts by now.
No doubt.
I agree. And I think these covert operations, for instance, the Arab Spring didn't happen just organically. It wasn't because a fruit salesman
had enough,
you know, set himself on fire that all of this mayhem happens in the Middle East. No, this is by design.
Exactly.
Ukraine didn't happen organically.
Nope.
The State Department was all up stuff. So I think there would have been war as well as a lot of covert actions that, you know, former presidents like JFK warned against.
Mm-hmm.
That, and, you know, he ended up dead. I'm not saying anything, you know, snuffed out.
I'll say it.
But I think you're absolutely right. It's a good point. You know, the way I think about it is Trump is, whether he intends to or not, and I think he does. I like to put it in terms of empire. What are the issues of empire? And I don't mean that as like a bad word or a way to damn the country. So what are the issues of empire? War and peace and obligations abroad, and military and diplomatic and otherwise, financial. We're definitely the financial hegemon in the world. But also you add into that migration. How do you control immigration? I'm a very much, as many as we can, we should secure the border, health check, security check. And, you know, can you sustain yourself? You can't be taking from the welfare system. In my opinion, come on in if you pass all those tests. But other folks might disagree with me, and we should have these arguments in the open. Trade issues. I think Trump's hitting all these boxes on what a major power, what I think is probably the most powerful global empire in human history, the United States. We're not an evil empire like Star Wars. We're a commercial republic, essentially. And I think he's checking all the boxes correctly. And the idea is you consolidate the gains we've made over the last century. You renegotiate our deals with our allies and partners, whether in the Pacific or in Europe or here in North America and South America. And then you start to rebuild the country itself instead of just focusing too much abroad. It goes back to America first. And you're right. The deep state, the administrative state, call them what you want, don't like it. They can't stand that they're losing and that this project they've been building for literally a century is starting to fall apart in just 3 years of this
guy.
House
of cards is what it was, though, Joey.
Yeah, but I think the toughest one is the wars.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had W, Obama, and now Trump all say, you know, we want a humble foreign policy in the case of Bush, war against wars of choice in the case of Obama, and Trump wants to be America first, stop wasting blood and treasure in the Middle East. They haven't, all of them, I mean, W and Obama definitely, you know, ended up being hypocrites on the issue. As much as Trump has tried, and he has followed his instincts, it's hard to steer this ship in a different direction given the momentum of several decades.
True. But I think he's doing a good job of it because we have thrown a few bombs here or there, but we have not got into a full-on
another
conflict.
Another shooting war, yeah.
And I think that's a really big deal that we had been into the war.
I agree.
Amen. Yeah, this is why I said earlier, I was very skeptical of Trump. I hated Hillary, but I was very skeptical of Trump, too. And he has assuaged some of my fears over the last few years. That and also the way he pisses off the right people.
Oh, that's hysterical.
I think I'll be voting for Donald Trump in 2020.
But another thing is funny because he did say, you know, we do want to get out of these wars. Let's stop. That's one of the campaign promises that he made. And our society, we've been involved with war for, what, the last 25, 30 years, just steadily. It's kind of new for us to have a president that's not looking for a fight, that's kind of pulling us off
right.
and saying, hey, let's look at our house. Let's not worry about everybody else's house right now. Let's look at ours.
Amen.
That's a change.
Let's shift to the impeachment real quick. Sure. I want to say a word about the impeachment. I think this is actually going to work out to be a good thing. Trump has taken everything that they have thrown at him and flipped it and just hammered them to death with it. I think that's what's going to happen with impeachment.
Yeah, absolutely.
He has flipped it back down and reversed it. It is hysterical.
Yep. Not only with impeachment, though, he's also done this with the whole Russia saga yeah. now, the witch hunt. Like, that is now coming to fruition with the IG report and with what Durham and Barr are doing. It's great. It's like, you know, in wrestling, somebody's been using that baseball bat or that chair or those brass knuckles yeah. against you, and all of a sudden they get knocked out and you start using it against them.
That's
and it's
terrible.
Like, yes, do it! They deserve it!
Which, again, Trump is hysterical because, as him being president, I mean, honestly, let's say 10 years ago, everybody would have laughed at the thought of him actually being president. When you look at all the TV things, the wrestling things he's done,
sure.
all that stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, all that experience has come and been, to me, a huge benefit for him because he can play the media. He knows how to babyface. He knows how to pull a rib. He can do this
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
Absolutely.
I think it's great.
And he uses the media as his foil.
That's exactly
it's
right.
Brilliant stuff. But I think you're right. He's flipped impeachment on. He's like, if you're going to do it, just do it now.
That's right. Let's get it over with.
Yeah, do it fast. Right?
Pull the Band-Aid off.
You know, the day they announced impeachment, they announced the phase one trade deal with China. Phase two's on its way.
That's
it's
right.
Great stuff.
Good stuff. Talk to y'all later.
All right, thanks.
Great call. We got to hit a break here, folks. This part of the program brought to you by Express Fitness 24/7. The Montgomery location has moved, no longer on Zelda Road. They're on Harrison Road at 3331. The old Hogan's Gym location. Actually, they've combined with Hogan's Gym under the banner of Express Fitness 24/7. All sorts of equipment in there. Brand new state-of-the-art equipment. Some older equipment that I actually really love.
Yeah.
A lot of plate-loaded machines, and you can get a great workout, do some of those isolation moves on, like, the shoulders or, you know, row machine. Or
I will say you're looking buff, Joey.
Well, and you can do the standard old, you know, compound list. Like, I did on Wednesday a 4x8 squat program, and just I was squatting my butt off. And then I ate a lot of food at bomb hours. It was great. They do a wonderful job, folks. Check out Express Fitness 24/7 locations all over the river region. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, Clanton, Montgomery, Pine Level. There's always a location for you. And when you become a member, you have 24/7 access.
That's so cool.
Only month-to-month payments. So you don't get locked into a long-term contract.
That's
so
good.
If you want to meet some New Year's resolutions, try it out for a month or two.
This is the time, right?
You can keep going if you want, but you're not hooked in. Check them out at expressfitness24.com, the number 24.com, expressfitness24.com. Great sponsor, Express Fitness 24/7 of News and Views. Be right back, folks.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam with Blue Water Broadcasting Sales. And you know what? I hope this is going to be the merriest and the happiest new year you've ever had. Please be careful and remember the reason of the season. From all of us right here at Blue Water Broadcasting.
You know that feeling you get when you spend less but get more? What if that feeling also came with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee? Raise your expectations. With WOW Business, you get fast internet and a partnership that helps enable business growth and success. Act now. Get WOW Business Internet starting at $44.99 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for a holiday feast. They've changed their name, but U.S. Foods Market Store has the same friendly faces and service they've been known for since 1871. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your holiday meal. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner. We help you make it.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technology. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views, folks. News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. My co-host, Jack Campbell. He can't be here today. He's a very important person. He has a TV taping.
I wonder if he's in makeup right now.
Yeah, I do wonder. Do they do that?
I figure. I imagine. He looks real pretty, so I think they make him up.
That's the voice of Eddie Bader hanging out here in studio. Man, we have a short segment here. So 272-9228 if y'all want to get in, but Trump has done it again. He's done it again. I'm actually going to have to pull this up on my phone. But, you know, Jack and I brought to your attention, folks, Time's Person of the Year here for 2019. is Greta Thunberg. You remember who she is. You know, this adorable girl.
How dare you?
Oh.
You have stolen my dreams.
Okay.
My childhood with your empty words.
Is that from Game of Thrones?
No, I saw a Babylon Bee headline. Girl who says you've stolen my dreams in childhood graces the cover of Time magazine.
Now, let's remember, let's take this in context here. Time magazine. Once they nominated Hitler, did they not?
Yes, well, and what they're saying is not the greatest person on earth, but the one who's had the most impact.
Okay, then why haven't we had Donald Trump up there? You can't tell me that Donald Trump in the past year hasn't been the man
that
they talk
about. Well, you know, because they hate me.
Right.
They just,
well, we didn't love Hitler, but they were going to put him on there.
These are corrupt people, all right, Eddie? They're corrupt people.
I agree with that.
But Trump himself has decided to troll Greta Thunberg, or however the hell you say her name.
How dare you?
On Thursday morning, yesterday morning, Trump, oh my Lord, I love it when he just, some people hate the tweets.
I love it,
Mr. President,
man.
If you could just stop tweeting, not another tweet. It's like Billy Madison. It's like, Billy, please, no gibberish today,
yes.
Billy.
Gibber.
Please, Billy, no more gibberish. So Trump retweets a congrats that was sent out to Greta Thunberg, and Trump tweets it with this.
So ridiculous. Greta must work on her anger management problem, then go to a good old-fashioned movie with a friend. Chill, Greta. Chill.
Well, you saw her parents, too. You know this is all just one big made-up thing.
And I told Jack this. I don't think there's any better representative of, like, our cultural elites than a 16-year-old hysterical, over-the-top girl. Now, you know, Greta Thunberg's only 16. I'm not judging her. I don't think she's correct on how over-the-top she is about this stuff, because she is, I'm more than happy to talk about climate science. I'm more than happy to talk about solutions to climate change where it is a problem. I'm especially big on, we solved this problem like we've solved most of our problems in a deep, profound way over the last 200 years. Markets, innovation, capitalism.
Right, capitalism.
But what you're getting from a lot of folks who propose, you know, climate change is such a problem, it really, to me, comes across as a Trojan horse for we get to do now, because of climate change, all the socialist things we've been wanting to do for two centuries ourselves. And so that's where I don't buy it. Well, I'm not judging Greta herself. Well, I just find it funny that the cultural elites would pick a 16-year-old girl as the representative of the person of the year. It just, it's fitting.
Well, that's just how desperate they were, Joey. Now, when you were 16 years old, Joey, you had thoughts with your friends much as this, and I did too, lofty thoughts of, oh, we're destroying the world, we're all this, we're that, you know, we can do better.
Yeah.
But as I got older, I realized we're not destroying the world. We are utilizing the things that God put on earth for us to do.
Right.
You know, there's a reason this is here. There's a reason, you know, that people are smarter than you and I and can invent things. You know, and for her to sit around and say, oh, you guys have ruined my world. I'm 16 years old. Really? You're 16 years old.
Yeah, I hear your tone, Eddie, and you know.
How dare you?
How dare you? How dare you?
You stole my dreams.
Wow.
My childhood.
Oh,
with
my.
Your empty words.
It was.
I'm sorry, but go live your life. You're 16 years old.
I know.
I don't. When I was 16, you know, I'm sure I know I did some outlandish things and said some stupid things, but at the same time, I was enjoying life. That's
right.
What you do as a teenager.
It's just amazing. But, I mean, she was, it's a viral video. She's the affectation of her speech is, it's very over the top.
Yeah, it's fake passion.
Yeah, but we'll see where it goes. 272-9228, 272-9228, if you want to get in on the program, give us a call. More news and views with Joey Clark and Eddie Bader for this Friday morning right after this.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
From the Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing family to your family, we'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Luke chapter 2, verse 11 states, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." We hope you have a wonderful holiday season with your friends and family, but please remember the reason for the season. We also ask that you remember our men and women overseas who can't be with their loved ones this joyful time of year. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing would also like to thank you for the privilege of serving you this past year and for the opportunity to earn your business in the upcoming year. Whether it's serving your plumbing needs or taking care of your heating and air conditioning system for comfort, savings, and peace of mind in the River Region, call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing at 277-2125 or visit us on the web at www.clarkcomfort.com. And once again, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from our family to yours.
Alabama certification number 99004.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Business Report. China is reporting that phase one of a trade agreement has been reached. The agreement covers agriculture, intellectual property protection, and other areas. President Trump tweeted the penalty tariff set for Sunday will not be charged because we made the deal. The U.S. will begin negotiations on phase two immediately. China's vice finance minister says phase two depends on implementation of the phase one agreement. There's a disappointing reading on retail sales heading into the holiday shopping period. The Commerce Department says retail sales rose just 0.2% in November. Ford is recalling more than 500,000 Super Duty pickup trucks in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico from the 2017 to 19 model years because of a possible carpet fire risk. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. Not a very bright Friday forecast with the threat of showers continuing from time to time today, maybe even a thunderstorm thrown in. High temperature in the upper 50s today. The risk of showers continues tonight before ending in the overnight hours. Low temperature 48. Tomorrow and Sunday, we get a break between storm systems, so it's actually a dry weekend forecast. Temperatures will be in the 60s both days. I think the better of the 2 days will be Sunday because of more sunshine. And then a possible severe weather threat as we begin the new week. Yeah, Monday afternoon, Monday evening, we're watching that storm system carefully. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
This is Rick Peters, owner and manager of Blue Water Broadcasting, and I want to take a moment to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from all of us at Blue Water Broadcasting.
Those that think I'm a very stable genius.
Wow, welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. And look at this, Eddie. We were talking about it off air. This is fantastic news. You brought it up to my attention. You're like, yeah, what's going on with Chris Wallace?
Yeah, it's strange.
Right, and I think Chris Wallace has kind of joined the mob. And since the freedom of the press is under attack, I'm like, no, it's more that a lot of the press, Chris, has advanced a narrative, say, about Russia for years now. And It's just not true.
And the press can't be trusted.
Right. And it's one thing, I didn't like it during the campaign when Trump talked about maybe we need to loosen up the libel laws and the slander laws. I don't like that stuff.
No, no.
I really don't. But at the end of the day, what Trump has all he's done in terms of the press is criticize them. Like, that's it.
Shed some light on how maybe crooked we got it.
Right. So, you know, at the end of the day, as long as you're not actually touching their freedom, you can criticize all you want. That's part of freedom of speech.
I thought this was America.
Right. And I'm sorry, freedom of the press does not mean we get a daily White House press briefing every day.
Oh, good Lord, right.
So we can be on television. Give me a break.
Right.
But Chris Wallace, despite my differences with him recently, this Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday. James Comey will be on Fox News Sunday. And Chris Wallace, it better be hard-hitting.
Because
we all know that James Comey is a lying bastard.
Isn't he, though?
Wake up, Montgomery. Wake up. So stick it to him, Chris Wallace. 272-9228. Very quickly, let's go to the phones. Who's this? You're on the air.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good morning. Hey, who's this? Hey, Bob. How are you?
Wonderful. Listen, I thought he was very interesting.
Are you on speakerphone, Bob?
I am. You get off of it.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
I can't really hear you very well.
Hold on, then. Okay, hold on. Okay, I thought it was so interesting. I believe it was Senator Graham enumerated the accomplishment of President Trump, and that was forgotten. He's done so many amazing things, but one of the things he mentioned was moving the capital of Israel to Jerusalem.
Yes.
And that ceremony the other day of the signing of the anti-Semitic legislation, that was awesome. That's one of the most awesome things I had ever seen.
Absolutely.
A lot of the people there could hardly speak because they were so overcome with emotion. And they weren't Jews. They were Protestants.
Right.
But it was, I think history will say, that was one of the most awesome things that anybody in history had ever done. They brought up the fact that all these presidents talk about doing it. They had always come up with a reason they couldn't do it or didn't do it. But they asked one of the Jewish leaders what did they think was the best about, you know, moving the capital or the maybe the settlement issue of claiming Israel had predominance there. But anyway, they said either one of them, the best thing he's done is try to deal with Iran. So they thought that was better than anything, which is, you know, it's kind of interesting. But, again, if you hear his accomplishments enumerated, you just realize that this guy has been awesome.
Yeah, he's exceeded my expectations, and he hasn't even gotten started into campaign mode yet. It should be something to behold, Bob, including everything he's done for Israel, especially recently. But I got to run. I appreciate the call, Bob. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.
You too. Folks, this part of the program brought to you by, this whole hour has been brought to you by, but this part of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage and Kim Williams.
Love Kim Williams.
She's so great.
Awesome.
There is a difference in mortgage lenders, as she says.
And let me tell you, as somebody that works with mortgage lenders, there's a huge difference.
There really is. And Kim's easy to work with. She's helping folks out. I mean, I've heard testimonials. Like, I had a guy message me the other day saying he heard about Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage on these airwaves, mm-hmm. News and Views. And so he told his girlfriend, who was in the market, to get a mortgage. And she ended up and said, Kim Williams was amazing.
Jeez,
they got me a great deal. And also, folks, if you're looking to refinance, start the new year outright. You might be able to skip a couple payments, these sorts of things, get a better rate.
Right now, you got historic low interest rates.
Yeah, lock those in. Yep. Get out of that adjustable rate.
Yep.
Get out of that before interest rates start
They'll
making
start
their
coming
moves.
Up.
They will. We're not going to stay in this environment forever.
Mm-mm.
And also, Kim Williams and her team have done an incredible job making it easy for veterans to take advantage of the benefits they've earned through their service at the VA. That way you don't have to deal with the VA directly. They're doing good things, but sometimes it can be complicated dealing with bureaucracy. They've made it easy. You just deal with Kim, and you can get that VA home loan. And they've done some changes recently to where now there's no cap on how much you can take out as a loan.
Right. There's been a couple changes in VA this year, and actually there's coming up next year. But Kim, dude, a lot of places do say this, and I don't mean to bust out, Joey, but a lot of places will say, hey, we're veterans loan this, we're veterans loan that. Mm-hmm. They're not. You need to really work with someone like Kim that's been doing veteran loans for probably 30 years or more. Her whole office staff are either veterans or related to veterans.
It's in their blood.
That's right. They're dependents of military. So Kim Williams is great, man. I've dealt with her a time or two. She'll literally hold your hand through the whole process, and when you leave there, you know what's going on.
Amen to that, Eddie Bader. Amen to that. So check them out today. Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. You can also visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com, myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender. More news and views coming up after this quick break.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hey guys, honey season is upon us, and here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule is pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your